96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. That's the story for a lot of people these days, trying to pay your bills even when money is really tight. Well, you know, you need to save for a rainy day. But how do you do that when you need all of your money now? Well, we're talking about your finances tonight, and my guests are Andrea Levere. She is president of the Corporation for Enterprise Development. Teresa Atta, she is a senior program manager for KIPP College Accounts at the KIPP DC College Prep School, and Angela Carson Hines, a money managing mom with children and a husband. And you just learned a whole lot of stuff, and so we're going to get into that with you. The lines are open. Lots of issues to cover today, so certainly give me a call right now at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. You're certainly welcome to comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldTFisher, or you can follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Andrea, let's get right to the issue. We've come out of a recession. Some people are getting jobs again. Some people are still just overextended, and they realize that folks of a certain age, that they need to start saving for retirement. They need to start saving for college educations. They need to start saving just to save for a rainy day, and yet they're using every dime that they have now. How do they save for a rainy day?
So the first part is really to understand how having savings changes the way you look at the world.
What do you mean?
So one of the things we know is that in the economy, as you said a minute ago, the unemployment rate is going down, the foreclosure rate is going down, credit card debt is going down, but individual households are not feeling any more financially secure. Mm-hmm. We do an analysis nationally, and what we've discovered when we ask households, do you have enough savings to exist at the poverty level if something happened to your main source of income? We found that 44%. Almost half of America could not live at the poverty level for 3 months with their savings. Mm. And so in one part, it puts all of us in this together. It's not just a conversation about poor people. But in another way, it says, why don't we have the structures and systems and supports that help families save? And that's part of what we're doing all over the country, starting with children, to provide them with the same habits that their parents should have. And what we see with that, which we'll hear from some of our other guests, is that parents will do for their children what they won't do for themselves.
Absolutely.
And by understanding how critical it is to start savings accounts for children, which we have ample data that shows it changes your aspirations and hope for the future, it helps parents make critical decisions about things that they thought were necessities, which aren't really, which helps them save.
Let me talk very briefly about what's going on at KIPP DC, the Charter College Prep School here in DC, because we have Teresa, who is managing this accounts program. Briefly, tell me, what is the accounts program? Obviously, it's only at this school, but I think that it is a great model for those who are trying to save for the future?
Absolutely. The KIPP College Account Program is a pilot program that KIPP Charter Schools, which is a national network, that we are trying in 5 of our regions across the country. And essentially, when a family enrolls in the KIPP College Account Program, they are able to not only put away money, but also earn matching dollars.
Okay, explain that, because when you say matching dollars, all of a sudden, people in cars are pulling over.
Okay.
And they want to hear matching dollars. That's a big deal.
Yes. So that means that you put away a dollar and the program matches that dollar up to your first $250 for the program year. And we believe that this is important because we know that college costs are skyrocketing. But there are studies that are showing that there is an impact when it comes to the effect that it has on a student who has college funds saved in their name. Mm. A student who has a college account saved in their name is 4 times more likely to enroll in college and 3 times more likely to graduate.
Angela, you had 2 children at KIPP.
Yes.
One has graduated.
Yes.
You have one there, and you have another one just chomping at the bit to get in there. But in a nutshell, explain to me how this program, and in a larger sense, this focus on money has changed your family.
Oh, my goodness. It's changed my entire outlook on how I think about shopping, how I think about activities that we do. Because in the back of my mind, I always say, we need to put something in your college account. When I went to the meeting and I met Miss Ada for the first time, she told us off the break, we will give you $250 every year if you put in $250 every year. Mm-hmm. That's $500 a year. They're going to give me money. They don't even know my child. Mm-hmm. They don't know if she's going to ever make it. But for them to say, we believe in her enough to say, we're going to match whatever you put in, it made me realize I had to change my whole way of thinking. Because earlier on, I kept saying, well, she's smart. She'll get scholarships. We'll get some loans. We'll make it. But working with people who have $250,000 in loan debt, and they're 10 and 15 years out of college, mm-hmm. and they're just blessed that they were able to get a mortgage. I don't want that for my children.
Outside of the program, because obviously not everyone who's listening will have a child at the school, number one. Not everyone who's listening has a child.
Right.
But this really changed the way that you spend and save at home. And I understand it's even changed your relationship with money as it relates to your husband.
Yes.
Explain that, please.
My husband loves watches.
He's one of those.
He loves mm-hmm. watches, and he's a big guy. He's like 6'6", so his tennis shoes automatically are in the $300 range.
Mm-hmm.
But once he realized that we have these accounts and we can get these for the children and we can start putting away for them, then he started scaling back what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I really appreciated that, because knowing that men like to look nice,
yeah,
and men want to have what other men have, just mm-hmm. like women want to have what other women have, the fact that he was just willing to say, we're going to change our whole outlook. I'm with you. I got your back. I'm going to follow you wherever you go, baby.
When you listen to what Angela is saying, Andrea, what are you hearing as it relates to just trying to change attitudes about money?
One of my favorite phrases is, people are willing to tell you the most intimate details of their family lives, but they mm-hmm. won't tell you what they earn.
Oh, without a doubt, yeah. Or what they owe.
Right. And it becomes a taboo subject. So how do we make this a community experience? One of the things I love about children's savings accounts programs that are growing all over the United States is that when you start with kindergarten with an account and all the kids in your class have that kind of account, that's the way the world should be. One of the ways we've talked about solving this issue of no savings and being more in debt is, let's give people financial education.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're missing.
Right, yeah.
That's not true, right? Financial education, just like driver's education, only works when you have real experience of having an account and saving in that account and seeing what the real lessons are. One other key point is, there's many, many people in this country that do not have a bank account. And I'm sure you've heard about this. So they go to payday lenders.
Yeah.
They go to check cashers. They go to rent-to-own places. The data says that on average, a person without a bank account spends $1,000 a year on financial services.
Yeah.
So when people tell me, low-income people, or anybody can't save, I say, let's get them a good bank account, and suddenly all that money they were spending on financial services can go in their savings.
Let me go to the phone lines quickly at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Kevin, calling from Washington, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, Hal, I have a personal experience with your mother. She was my school teacher when I was in elementary school.
So you're going to call here and talk about my mama. Okay. Go right ahead, Kevin.
So she helped me to understand mathematics back in the day, but my main point would be that we, as what College Care does, we go around and we show kids, teens, adults, how to get and access this $30 billion worth of scholarship money. We start at the infancy level and bring them all the way up. And that is one of the things that we are missing. How do we access all this money that is available? Your panel guests, all of them are right on point. And one of the other things I like to say is that women make most of these types of decisions. So we have to cater our marketing and things like that to them because they seem to be more astute than the counterparts, males. They sort of lead us into this never-never land, but they bring us out successfully. So what College Care does is we go in, we show people how to actually get the check, how to get the check when you're in elementary school, middle school, and high school, and in adultship when you are retired and you want to go back to school. There's $30 billion worth of money available. So if you guys can comment on that, I would like to hear more.
Well, I let them comment after the break. Because we have to pay our bills here. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM, Channel 141 and WHUR-FM. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about saving for the future when you need your money right now. How do you do it? We're talking about your finances tonight. My guests are Andrea Levere. She is president of the Corporation for Enterprise Development. Teresa Atta. She is a senior program manager for KIPP Accounts at KIPP DC College Prep here in DC, and Angela Carson Hine. She's a money managing mother, and she had two children at KIPP now, one because one has graduated and has moved on, and another one that's coming in. We're talking about your money. If you have any questions or comments about how to manage your money better so that you can save for the future, give us a call right now at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Before the break, we were talking to a gentleman. He was talking about the influence that women often have in households in managing money. Well, you know, Angela, that's right up your alley. Do you hold the purse strings in the house?
Currently, we share the responsibility, but originally I was a single parent and I had to learn how to balance my money because I had a big expenses I had never had before. Child care, you know, that's a very big expense for any person. And then when you're paying the bills by yourself, it's even harder because you don't know how all of that is going to stretch. So I started back listening back at what my grandmother always said. You have to rob Peter to pay Paul, but put a little bit to the side for yourself. Never let yourself have nothing, because if you pay all your bills, those people are happy, but what about you?
Have you been able to save?
Yes, I have been able to save. And what got me out of that spending all the time habit was when my daughter entered KIPP, my youngest daughter, on the back of her shirt, it had the numbers 2021. Mm-hmm. That is the year that she starts college. And when someone puts it in your face like that every day, you see that number, you start saying to yourself, am I going to be ready? And am I going to have everything that she needs to be successful at school and stay at school?
Correct.
So that is what really got me to changing my ways and saving more and cutting back and realizing I should not have given Verizon all of my money for cable.
Okay.
Why should I?
And we're going to talk about that, too. You wanted to make a quick point, Teresa, before I go to another break?
Well, yes, just that smart money knows no gender. Mm-hmm. And smart money knows no age. And that's why we are working with our young people to start thinking about the value of a dollar. You know, when you put something away today, it can have huge implications for tomorrow, especially when you have goals and the cost of those goals. I'm an educator, so I'm mm-hmm. focused on college access. That cost is increasing. So how can you prepare not just academically and socially, but financially as well?
I need to take another break. But if you were on the phone, that includes Celestin Upper Marlboro, Stephen in Rockville, April in Fort Washington. Please stay on the line. I will take your phone call, I promise. Phone number 202-319-7810 outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. Stay with me. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation on Sirius XM in just a few seconds.